Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bring on my next special guest. Now, she is from Lincoln, Nebraska. Her name is all over the record books already. Top five in a bunch of things in Nebraska women's basketball history when it comes to career rebounds, rebounds per game. She's actually number one in that category, averaging 10 per game. Career double-doubles, amounts of rebounds in one season. She was the Nebraska Offensive MVP in 2022. The State Peach Showcase All-Tourney Team in 2023. Big Ten Freshman of the Year when she was a freshman. She had all Big Ten honors in 2022, first team all Big Ten in 2023 as well. Miss Alexis Markowski, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. And so, obviously, you just had a great run in the Big Ten tournament, okay? A great game against Iowa in the Big Ten championship game on Sunday. But let's backtrack just a little bit before that. Talk to me about the season as a whole, because I feel like your team has improved exponentially since the beginning of the year. And talk to me about the growth of this women's basketball team as this regular season progressed.
Yeah, you know, seasons definitely come with their highs and lows, and we talked a lot just about our response. I feel like a big turning point for this team was our loss at home to Rutgers, which really sucked, but I felt like we all responded. It was probably one of my worst games of the year, and I was pretty devastated, but I gave myself one day to be sad about it and get over it and come back, tell the team that we still have big things ahead, and that was just the message that our coaches just kept telling us, and just the leaders of this team as well, and we all just have put in so much work, and we've trusted our training, and it's got us far.
Now, the Big Ten tournament run, obviously 4 games in 4 days. You won 3 in a row leading into the championship game. So talk to me about the run on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and winning those 3 consecutive games, and 2 of them by double digits. The team looked really good Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Talk to me about those games specifically.
Yeah, so we were really hoping for a double bye, and then we lost at Illinois, which was tough, but now looking at it, I think our first game not having a double bye benefited us in some ways, just having momentum of beating Purdue and playing a game before the Michigan State game, and you know, all 3 of those games were super tough and physical, and we had a lot of confidence going into all of those games, just knowing that we had beat them in the regular season. But, yeah, all were great, tough teams, and it was a lot of fun.
Talk to me about the championship game versus Iowa, because that was a phenomenal game. I immensely enjoyed watching it with my daughters. I have 5, and so they were all into the game, going like crazy. You came out on fire, got an early lead. Iowa's a tough team. They battle back, go to overtime. Ultimately, the Hawkeyes get the win, but talk to me about that game and just how proud you are of your team's effort on Sunday, because it was pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah, obviously the game was yesterday, so it's still a little sore, but it was awesome. I mean, just how we played together, just how we represented ourselves. It was just a really fun game, and even just the atmosphere, it was incredible, you know, having Husker fans there, but there's a lot of Iowa fans there, and to do what we did in that environment was really special.
So going into the NCAA tournament, all right, you guys are a projected 8-9 seed, And so talk to me about, obviously, you know, the Iowa game being fairly recent, but you start to look ahead. Okay, how do you feel as a team going into the NCAA tournament and how that's going to look? And I don't know, any potential run you feel you might be able to make and feelings on all that?
Yeah, I know. We're really excited. I think we're kind of going to let this fuel our fire. We've gained a lot of confidence this last week. I think we can compete with anyone. I think teams should be scared to play us right now. We're playing really well. And I'm excited to make a run in the tournament.
Talk to me about playing with someone like Jazz Shelley, okay? She's obviously intriguing just being from Australia, but beyond that, when you watch her game itself, she's a really good player, all-conference type of player, was on the first team, all-Big Ten tourney team along with yourself, and actually set the Big Ten tournament record for most threes made. What's it like playing with a prolific scorer like that and a teammate like that?
Jazz Shelley is just a really special person. She's just one of the most humble people I've ever met, and playing with someone who, as talented as she is, and puts herself, just how she acts is just, I feel like everyone needs to have a teammate like Jess Shelley. Not only is she an amazing passer, she just makes everyone around her better every single day. One of the best players I've ever played with, and I'm so grateful that girl came back for a fifth year.
I'm kind of curious, you know, who's got kind of the funniest personality on the team? Like, who's kind of the I don't want to say clown in a negative sense, but someone who likes to clown around, have fun, loosen up the team. Like, who's kind of that person on the team this year?
I think we all are. Like, we all just like to be goofy and have fun, and we're all doing, like, dances. I think it kind of just depends on the day, but Kendall Coley is always every single day just being her authentic self and bringing joy to this team. She leaves the bench mob and they come up with cheers, and I think that's someone that also the team needs, is just accepts her role and is happy for everyone around her.
So talk to me about the bench mob, because they are fun to watch. So you're obviously playing a majority of the game, but when you're on the court and you're watching them have fun and they're coming up with their cheers and celebrations, I mean, what's that like for you during the game when you see the bench mob over there doing their thing, having fun?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's so cool. When we, like, watch film back after games, we watch the bench and all the cool cheers that they're doing. But I just think it's so special that everyone on this team just cares so much about each other and wants everyone to succeed. And I feel like that's what's been able to get us this far and have a great run in the tournament and hopefully a great run in the NCAA tournament.
Talk to me about the atmosphere in Pinnacle Bank Arena. When you watch the women play this year, your team play, the atmosphere has been phenomenal. The Iowa game obviously sticks out to me the most, but there was other games beyond that where the atmosphere was awesome. You watch the men play, it's the same thing. Like, the atmosphere in Pinnacle Bank Arena just feels electric. What's it like to play in a place like that?
It is so special being from here. And I mean, I used to watch games at Devaney, and I always dreamed of playing at Nebraska, and the fans are just the best. It's really hard to play at Pinnacle Bank Arena right now with our fans and the atmosphere, and I just always try to take it in when I'm waiting for the jump ball, just look around and see all the people, and it's really awesome.
So you talk about, because you're from Lincoln, you talk about it was your dream to play at Nebraska. So I would have to assume once you got the offer, the decision sounds like it was pretty easy. But what's it been like to live out your dream and to stay in Lincoln and to play at a place like Nebraska?
it means everything to me. I mean, my whole life I've dreamed of being a Husker, and now that I'm living it out, it's really surreal. I think yesterday was just wild to me, to be in the Big Ten championship game. I came here and I just wanted to compete for a program that I've grown up watching and win. And we've had some really great wins in my career here, and I wouldn't want to play anywhere else.
All right, so I mentioned I got five daughters, and we're trying to figure out, we're moving back to Lincoln, okay? And so I'm trying to figure out, four of them love basketball. I'm sorry, I have one daughter who loves volleyball, okay? She does pretty good in track, too. She actually qualified for nationals, eighth grade nationals as a sixth grader. So volleyball and track's kind of her thing. But the other four girls love basketball. So is there a particular high school that you might recommend sending my basketball-loving girls to in Lincoln?
Yeah, obviously Pius. I love Pius. My time there. I played volleyball all throughout high school as well. And now that they're moving Class B, it will be interesting. But I love my time at Pius. I love my coaches. The people are really, really great at Pius as well. So.
Talk to me about playing for Amy Williams, someone who's been coaching here at the University of Nebraska, approaching darn near a decade, okay, in the near future, but played here, so she understands what it's like to coach here. She understands the atmosphere, the culture, the people, and playing here. Well, what's it like playing for a coach like Amy Williams, who's done some really good things with this program?
Yeah, playing for Coach Williams is awesome. She really is a great person, and she just cares so much about the culture and who we are as people. And she just built a great culture and is leading to our success. There's a lot of great people in our program that she has hired, and they make us better. She makes all of us better people. No goal is too big for us to accomplish, and I've learned a lot from her.
So speaking of someone she's hired, I just want to give a shout out to Amanda. She has been phenomenal. Amanda knows who she is. Obviously you do as well. I just want to give a shout out to Amanda. So thank you for being so helpful to me. And anytime I've asked for something, Amanda's been great. So one more teammate I want to ask you specifically about is Natalie Potts, the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Okay, what has helped her come in and play so well, so fast, and what does her future look like in your opinion?
Natalie is a winner. That's all she did in high school. I think she won like 97 games straight in high school, and she knows how to win. She's a playmaker, and I think a really big thing for Natalie has been she's very open to feedback and listening to what people think she should do better, what she's doing good. Me and her have gone really close, and I see a lot of myself in Natalie, and I'm just really proud of the growth that she's made in her time here. She came in like really quiet and standoffish, but we've all gone super close with Natalie, and she's just such a fun person to play with.
Last question I got for you. So as a Husker fan now, I had a real dilemma on Sunday. The dilemma was we had the women in the Big Ten Tournament Championship. You had the men playing Michigan and potentially clinching the third seed in the Big Ten Tournament. And then you had the Big Ten Championships for wrestling. And then it hasn't been talked about enough, but the indoor championships for the men and women's track. And then you had baseball playing. It was a real problem for someone like me who wants to watch every freaking game. It's first world problems. Real hard life here. My question for you is, when you look around and you see the success of all the Husker sports, like men's wrestling is number 3 in the country, both the indoor track and field teams, men and women's, finished top 25 in the country to close their indoor season, just as an example. Baseball's off to a 9-4 start. The women's basketball team just played for a championship in the Big Ten, going to the NCAA tournament. When you look around and you see Husker sports doing so well in general, what does that mean to you?
It's awesome. You know, a lot of these people that are competing, I'm friends with and gotten to know. So to see them succeed, and not for me as well, I've been a huge Husker fan my whole life. So seeing Husker sports be successful is great.
All right, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me, and good luck in the NCAA tournament and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.